95.3 WXRO.
Good morning, everybody. 8:38 live at Wise Guys Auto in Columbus. Bill had to take off to go back and take care of Green and Gold today. So it's me and Dave now for the rest of the WXRO morning show.
I'm the new Bill.
Are you looking at a career change?
I was thinking about it. You know, maybe we could just do the morning show down here every day. I mean, Bill's a busy man. He can kind of do his thing. And me and you, Rick.
Okay. All right. Well, we could probably work that out. Let's take care of today's day in history, brought to you in part by Rechex Food Pride, North Spring Street in Beaver Dam. Of course, the holidays are almost upon us, and Rechex has got you covered. Every single department, whether it be the produce, the fresh meats, the great dairy, the great frozen foods, and, of course, the great liquor department as well. Rechex Food Pride, North Spring Street in Beaver Dam. Now, let's see once. 47 years ago, long before you were born, you were not even a twinkle in your mother's eye. 1966, Lou Alcindor played his first college basketball game for UCLA. Does anybody know who Lou Alcindor is? No. Kristen? No. Lou Alcindor scored 56 points that night, his first college basketball game. He changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And now you know the rest of the story. Yeah, he, of course, got drafted by the Bucks. And was there to win an NBA championship with the Bucks. He was an amazing player. Let's see once. 40 years ago, 1973, Ringo Starr released the no longer politically correct sounding song, You're 16. Yeah, that was not, You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine. Yeah, that guy doesn't sound right, does it?
There's a lot of songs from that era that are kind of creepy. You know, my dad and Ma will make fun of some of the music that we listen to now, but it's just different words or different beat saying the same stuff that they were saying about before.
Well, my daughter brought up to me over the weekend that because we were talking about, you know, my kids are old enough now, they're 25 and 21, that they can kind of say things around us that they wouldn't have been comfortable saying around us 5, 6, 7 years ago. And so they're starting to take advantage of that more. And my youngest daughter brought up the fact that, because I said, oh, I better not say that around you. She says, Dad, I'm a senior in college. You don't think I've heard all this stuff before? I'm like, well, yeah, but not. We tried to make sure that you didn't watch any of the movies. And she said, think about one of our favorite movies, Grease. Some of the words to some of the songs that they say, like Greased Lightning. Listen to some of the words. It's talking about stuff.
Yeah, you bet. It was just worded differently, or it seemed cool because, you
right.
know, but yeah, it's the same stuff.
She brought up the 25-cent insurance policy, which at the time they didn't know what it meant, but they've learned since then that means it's birth control that you can buy for 25 cents. 34 years ago, 1979, 11 people were killed in a crush of fans at Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum when The Who was performing. What I remember about this so well was there was a television show on called WKRP in Cincinnati. It was a comedy. It was all about the funny world of radio, and it was a really good show. This happened while WKRP was on the air. They wrote a specific episode revolving around this where they got very, very serious about how this event took place. And it was pretty heartwarming. 29 years ago, 1984, Dr. Ruth had a book out. You guys know who Dr. Ruth is? No. Kristen, do you know who Dr. Ruth is? You do? All right. She wrote a book called First Love, A Young People's Guide to Sexual Information.
No wonder I didn't know.
Oh, my goodness. We lost a real good one 14 years ago in 1999. We lost Madeline Kahn. She died of ovarian cancer at the age of 57. There's so many of you young folks out there that did not have a chance to see her. She was amazing. She was one of the stars of both Young Frankenstein and Blazing Saddles. If anybody's ever seen Blazing Saddles, she played Lily Van Stuck in Blazing Saddles. She was just absolutely amazing. 1818, Illinois was admitted to the Union. Illinois was our 21st state. I mean, that was like, what was it, 1848 for Wisconsin? I mean, that was like 30 years before Wisconsin was a state. So that's something else that Illinois can wave over our heads. Nah, 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 nah. We are a state 30 years before you. Because they do that kind of stuff all the time. 1828, Andrew Jackson elected the seventh president of the United States. What was Alan? Andrew Jackson. Excuse me. What was Andrew Jackson's nickname? Anybody? Kristen? Dave? Kale? Nobody? Andrew Jackson's nickname was Old Hickory. I don't know if there was a, if it was Young Hickory when he was a kid. Do you go from Young Hickory to Old Hickory?
No, you just get born right with that Old Hickory. Right?
Yeah. I think if you're a kid and you're born with a nickname that's an old-sounding nickname, that's never a good thing. That's never a good thing. 1927, singer Andy Williams was born. He died in September of last year. He was 84 years old. 1948, Gene Autry's song Here Comes Santa Claus entered the top 40 chart. Listen to this one. The year was 1950. Tom Fears was playing for the Los Angeles Rams. He caught an NFL record 18 passes against the Green Bay Packers. That record did get broken, by the way. When Terrell Owens was playing with the 49ers, he caught 20 balls for 283 yards against the Bears in 2000. That one's kind of boring. That one, oh, here we go. We got the very first heart transplant was performed on this day in history back in 1967. It was in South Africa. Person lived for 18 days. It was it worked for a while. They've perfected it, though, a lot better these days. Kind of like they've been able to replace engines in cars and make them last a little bit longer.
Yeah, we're hoping to surpass the 18-day mark.
The warranty at Wise Guys is 17 days and change. No, we're kidding. Dolly Parton's Here You Come Again was number one on the charts on this day in 1979. I didn't realize that this was ever higher. 1968, in Major League Baseball, they announced that the next year the pitcher's mound would be lowered from 15 inches down to 10 inches. The pitcher's mound used to be 15 inches. I mean, that's way up. You were really on a mound back in those days. They said that they were hoping to get more batting action. So, in other words, that they'd have more hitting and the games wouldn't be so damn boring. All righty then. Oh, this I remember. 1984, 4,000 people died after a cloud of gas escaped from a pesticide plant at the Union Carbide subsidy in Bhopal, India. I mean, when I hear the word Bhopal, India, there's nothing else I think of other than this. That's always bad. If I say the word Chernobyl, what's the one thing that comes to everybody's mind? The nuclear power plant explosion in Chernobyl. You guys both looking at me like I'm crazy. God, it's so hard to work around such young people. All righty then. Let's see if there's anything else really that interesting in here. Nah, that's not that interesting. Who cares about Sarah Evans? Josh Turner. That's it. That's today's day in history, brought to you by Rechex Food Pride, North Spring Street in Beaver Dam. We're at Wise Guys Auto Repair. You just had cookies brought in for you. That's what you like, right? You like food.
Oh, yeah. Just pile it on. I'll finish it off, too. I'm not worried about that.
So are those cookies like for sharing, or are those just for you?
Those are probably for me.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was clear on that. Wise Guys Auto is on Water Street in Columbus. We'll come back with the Birthday Club next on 95.3.
To talk to Rick and Bill, call the hometown hotline at 920-887-9595 or on the CB radio with the handles Radio Geek and Geisha Girl. Don't ask. More morning show next.